This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. People are rethinking their relationship to work on a historic scale. In recent months, millions of Americans have quit their jobs, including hundreds of thousands of people here in Pennsylvania. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports, while this trend has been dubbed the Great Resignation, the Great Reprioritization might be more accurate.
Justin Miles' journey to quit his office job this past January started with a rocking chair.
A terrible, like, old lady's rocking chair that I got from, like, a thrift store that was just meant to be, you know, some random chair, but you end up in COVID, you're sitting in it every day.
Miles is 31 and lives in Philadelphia's Fishtown neighborhood. The rocking chair led to back pain, and back pain led him to try yoga videos on YouTube, then classes in a park near his house. And yoga made Miles feel better, which opened the floodgates for other things he wanted to change.
Like, I started feeling good physically. It's like, oh, no, I need more. Like, I want a house. I want to own a house, stuff like that.
In his 20s, Miles had bounced around in unfulfilling customer service jobs. An old college advisor from Bloomsburg University suggested he go back to school for instructional design, designing and making training materials for big companies and schools, something that could be a career ladder. So last year he did, and he liked it. This year, Miles quit his job for a paid internship in his new field. He says it's funny to think about how the pandemic triggered these big life changes.
You can only connect the dots like when you're past them, right? Like, you can't connect the dots as you're doing them.
With millions of people quitting and employers squeezed to find new hires, it can feel like everyone is leaving the workforce. But federal data show the majority of quitters are going to a different job, and they want an upgrade. A recent survey by the Pew Research Center found the top reason people quit was for more money, followed by a lack of opportunities for advancement and feeling disrespected at their old job. Another way to put it, says Nancy Rothbard, who researches workplace motivation at the University of Pennsylvania, is they're looking for a way out of burnout.
What is very stark here is the collective burnout problem that we're seeing.
Burnout is chronic workplace stress that's not successfully managed, leading to detachment and exhaustion, according to the World Health Organization. Conditions like a heavy workload, lack of control or boundaries around work, lack of reward, which includes money, and even unfairness all make it worse. Looking at that list, it makes sense healthcare workers and teachers are quitting in droves right now. But Rothbard says things like having a supportive boss, the right tools to do your job, can all help you feel engaged and fend off burnout.
The attitude you have towards your work makes a huge difference in whether you experience it in ways that are sustainable or whether you experience burnout and depletion from it.
For 23-year-old Scarlett DeLorme, stress was a big part of what pushed her to ditch an old career path in favor of gig work. DeLorme was a grad student working in her school's financial aid office when the pandemic started.
It's like I had to be the guy that would take financial aid away from people. And like, ethically for me, like I felt really, really terrible.
Other people left, the workload increased, and she said the stress of living under the threat of a deadly virus took a toll. DeLorme had existing mental health challenges, and in the summer of 2020, she had a breakdown. As she recovered, DeLorme made a decision.
I cannot sacrifice my mental health for money anymore, you know? Like, it's going to cost me more in the long run to damage my mental health.
She'd left her job, but finished her graduate degree, though she doesn't plan to use it. Instead, she's been working as a dog walker through the app Rover. In one survey of people who quit during the pandemic, about a third of respondents said they moved to a lower-paying job, often to prioritize life over work. Some of this is cyclical, and it won't last forever. People tend to hunker down during a recession and quit during a recovery. And not every big life change can take root immediately. Tari Wright was a furloughed HR specialist when he got over his doubts to launch a Black-owned sports gear company, Not Right Brand LLC, in 2020.
I just never had the confidence to start it, so I always thought I was going to fail, I wasn't going to prosper.
He made his first sales that June. Thousands more Pennsylvanians like Wright applied for business licenses during the pandemic than did in 2019. But as his business grew, Wright chose to go back to his old field to have some stability. But he says he's closer than ever before to achieving his dream.
my goal pretty much is to just be self-employed now. Don't really have to deal with the work conflicts, unless it's my own work conflicts.
That way he'd have the freedom to work on his own terms. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.